Okay, so this is Angkor Wat Temple. It's a wonderful temple in Cambodia, right? So, but you know, in Cambodia, that means it's a good place for tourism. But actually, the people that come to see Cambodia, most of tourists, they are never forget come to see the Siem Reap area. Yeah. But before we tell you about the Angkor Wat in Siem Reap town, I want to tell you about the Siem Reap. Why we call this city Siem Reap? Yeah. Actually, you know, many years ago in ancient time, you know, Siem Reap is a place in Cambodia. So that means we call Siem Reap because, you know, in one time, that means Siam, you know, Siam. Siam, that means is army, Champa is a country, right? Champa, you know, Champa country. That means its location is the south of Vietnam. Yeah, Champa country is the south of Vietnam. So that's country, but now destroyed because they lose the war again and again, like lose the war of Cambodia, or lose the war of Thailand, or lose the war of Vietnam. Yes, lose the war of Vietnam. So many years ago, that mean Siam army from Champa country come to this place, come to this area to make the war, fighting with Cambodian king. Yeah, with Cambodian king. So that mean we call Siam. And you know, Reap mean loose, you know. So the Siam army come to fight with Buddhist king or with Khmer king or Hindu king. That mean the loose. So we call this Siem Reap because Siam army loose Khmer king. We call the Siem Reap. So in Cambodia have more than 1,000 temple in Cambodia, but actually in Siem Reap province more than 200 temple, more than 200 temple, you know, more than 200 temple in Siem Reap. But most of the temple, it was broken. Most of the temple, it was broken. Actually, by nature, you know, by nature, but by, you know, small part, civil war also, you know, civil war in Khmer Rouge, you know, in Khmer Rouge. Yeah, Khmer Rouge. But actually, many destroyed by nature. But actually, you know, the temple that we can see very nice more than others temple, Angkor Wat temple, is bigger than other temple. But actually, in Siem Reap area, we can see Angkor Thom. Yeah, Angkor Thom and Angkor Wat. Angkor Wat, we call Angkor Thom, you know. Angkor Thom and Angkor Thom. But this temple, it was built by the King Surayawarman II. He built it to dedicate to the Vishnu god in Hindu. But you know, most of the temple, the main entrance from the east side, you know, the main entrance, the main way from the east side. But this temple is different from the other temple, like Bayuan, Bapun, right? Pimianakas and Tomb Raider temple. Many temple, the main entrance at the east side. But this temple, the face looking to the west side. Why like that? Yeah, why like that? Because you know, the king he choose this place is a good place. Yeah, it's a good place that the people that live around up here can make the agriculture, like that close of the water of Siem Reap water at east of the of Angkor Wat, and you will know how the king or how the worker took the stone or took the rock to build the temple. That made the talks from here, as far away from here, 60 kilometers at the Kulen Mountain, you know. The stone or the rocks at Kulen Mountain is as far away from here, 60 kilometers at the north side. How they took the stone or the rock to build like this. You know, that means they took by elephant. By elephant. More than 60 kilometers at the north side, at Kulen Mountain, they took to build by elephant. They have three kinds, sandstone, yeah, litterite stone, and brick stone. Yeah, and brick stone, three kinds to build a temple. Three kinds, yes, three kinds.
Who were the ones building it?
You know, the worker, the yes. Worker.
Where did they come from?
They come from other side, but you know, they come from other side in Cambodia, they come from other side in Cambodia. But actually, you know, the people, they live around of here more than 1 million people. So, but around 5,000 workers. They come from outside to build this temple.
Was it building it for the king, or was it being built for the religion?
For religion. So they mean, but they, you know, they like the king and they love the king, and actually, but they built it. This temple built to dedicate to the religion, to the Hindu. But, you know, to the Hindu. But, you know, the people that live around up here, more than 1 million people. 1 million people. So we spend the worker, more than 5,000 workers. More than 5,000 workers to build this temple, right? But, you know, they come here to build the temple. The king give, like, support them, like the gold, food, or animal to support to the worker, right? To the worker that come from other side to build this temple.
Yeah. So the king comes here to pray, but not to live.
Not to live, right? Yeah. Not to live, just to pray, just to respect to the God, to pray, to just to respect, to pray to the God. The king live other side, right? The king live other side. Yeah. The king live other side. But actually, for the people, or security, or someone that mean control this temple, yeah, the king always to come here. But actually, you know, that mean this temple is different from other temple. That mean the first lock king to the west side. Mm. Why like that? Because, you know, at Kulin Mountain, we take the rock or we take the stone to build this temple. That mean, you know, waterfall. Hey, waterfall from Kulin Mountain. Yeah. Waterfall. That mean past the Angkor area and direct to Tonle Sap. Yeah, the rest. Tonle Sap, you know, the floating village, at the east of Siem Reap town. Yeah, at the east of Siem Reap town, around 15 kilometers from here. So when we decided, to build the first looking to the east side, you know, that means is near of the river. It is close of the river, right? It's close of river, so when we build the first looking to the east, not easy to parking, and not easy to take place to make the religious ceremony, you know, and not easy to take place to meeting, right? To meeting, yeah. Actually, that means the king sometimes take place to meeting in front of the temple also. You know, the government in Cambodia, that mean always support, like, you know, that mean we communication with the other country, with like India, Thailand, Chinese, yeah, or we make the communicate, and then the other government, they come here to support, like, the reconation, you know, rebuild the temple.
Renovation. Yeah,
yeah. Renovation. Mm-hmm. Like this temple, that means a renovation or rebuild by the French government, yeah, French government also. But, you know, every year, that means we always take place in front of the temple to make the religious ceremony. We call Khmer New Year's Day, right? Khmer New Year's Day, that means on April, around 14, 15, 16. On April 14, 15, 16, we start the Khmer New Year's Day. That means so about the culture of Khmer, right? The culture of Khmer, like the civilization of Khmer, that they, you know, many years ago for the civilization of Khmer, about like build the temple, the act, you know, that mean help the many worker, or that make many action, right? Build the temple, like the civilization or the life of people that held many years ago in ancient time, right? The living of people. So that mean they support, like, the money to make the religious ceremony. Another way for to support the like the Angkor Wat, that mean to rebuild, that mean the government always find some country, always make the good relationship with other country like Indian, Thailand, and France to come here to have to support to reconnaissance of the temple also. Yeah, we cannot forget that, you know, Cambodian people, that mean help the own, you know, help the own letter and help the, you know, traditional tradition, like the living, you know, that mean the, you know, culture of Khmer held the own letter, you know, own letter. That mean many that means we call all letter, right? Before. And before Khmer healed the religious, that mean before like the Hindu and Buddhism, that mean healed the spirit, you know. Cambodian people, that mean healed the spirit religious, you know. That mean always pray or respect to like the spirit or to tree, yeah, before. Yeah, tree. And after the Hindu, yeah, and Buddhist, you know, that mean for the culture of Cambodian and in ASEAN, especially in ASEAN, Cambodia, that mean has the many culture, just different rice. Many years ago, so the people that live in Cambodia, that mean they are always regard, always pray to the religious ceremony. That mean it's a culture of Khmer, that mean have the many ceremony in Cambodia, right? In Cambodian, that mean 90% are farmer. 90% are farmer, so that mean the people, they are depend on the agriculture in Cambodia, right? Agriculture, most of the agriculture, rice. Yeah, the people in Cambodia are depend on the agriculture, rice. So, but you know, 85% are Buddhism. 85% are Buddhism. So, but the people in Cambodia or the government in Cambodia, they don't mind about the other religions. So they mean open mind, right? That mean 85. So other person, that mean is other religion like church or yeah. But we don't mind. We can respect, or we can live together. We can communication together. We don't mind about that. Yes, you know, many years ago in ancient time, you know, the Cambodia, that means it's a Jewish country, right? It's a Jewish country in Asia. It's a Jewish country in Asia, and have a lot of people, that mean when the king, he held a strong power, so the country is a Jewish country, that mean around 54 province. Yeah, 54 province is a Jewish country. It's a big country, but now just so small, right? Now so small, just only 25 province now. Yeah, because that mean always make the war with other country or Thailand or yeah, Vietnam or yeah, so that mean so small of Cambodia's people now. But actually, you know, the people that live in Cambodia now are 15 million people in Cambodia. Yeah, 15 million people in Cambodia. But you know, in Cambodia has a one capital city at Phnom Penh capital city, right? Yeah, Phnom Penh capital city. So the king live there now. King, he live there, but the king, he no queen. Just only mother, right? Just only mother and and relative of the king. But most of people that live at the Phnom Penh capital city, around more than 2 million people live there. Yeah, they go there to work or they go there to study also. But actually, you know, the people that live in Siem Reap, 1 million people live here. So the people that live in Siem Reap, they are depend on the, you know, tourism sector in Siem Reap. Yeah, tourism sector, no tourists, no work to do, free time, no work to do. Like you can see many building or hotel in Siem Reap. Yeah, so, all the hotel or building, we cannot build higher than the Angkor Wat temple. We cannot build higher than this temple, than Angkor Wat temple. Why that? Because, you know, this temple, that means it's a good place to respect, to pray for the God. So that means the role, we cannot build higher than the Angkor Wat temple, right? We cannot build higher than Angkor Wat temple. Actually, for the people or for the tourists that come to see Cambodia, most of them, they never forget to see the Siem Reap. Yeah, because it's a good place for tourists also, good place for tourism also. Actually, so now we are at the west side of the Angkor Wat. Angkor Wat, when we see from here, we can see three towers of the Angkor Wat. But we look from other side, we see five towers of the Angkor Wat temple. But you know, that mean at behind of Angkor Wat temple, we have one river. One river we call the Siem Reap River, that means waterfall from Kulen Mountain. Yeah, past the Siem Reap town, direct to Tonle Sap Lake, right? Tonle Sap Lake. But actually, but you know, in temple, we can see the library, and we can see the pond, and after we see the whole building also. I mean, it looks like the school also. When we go to school, we see library first also. Yeah, so we see library first also. But actually, you know, this temple, it was built by the Hindu king in 12th century, but not at all, sorry, not finished at all, right? Not finished at all. After Hindu, that means it's a Buddhist king, he come. Yeah, Buddhist king he come. Yeah, Buddhist king he come. At the end of 15th century, you know, at the end of 15th century, that means at the late of 16th century, Buddhist king he come. Like, so why we call Angkor Wat? Angkor, that means is, you know, built by Buddhist, oh sorry, by Hindu. What that mean it was built by the Buddhist. What they mean is the pagoda, right? Pagoda or the temple for the monk live there, for the Buddhism. Yeah. That means it's first for Hindu, Angkor, link or connect with the Wat. The Wat that mean is for Buddhism. Angkor that mean is for the Hindu, right? So when the Buddhist king he come, that mean he build finish some part. Because you know that mean when he build the temple sometime meet the war, right? The wars happen, right? From that is country. They always come here, they want to destroy or they want to control the Cambodia, because the Cambodia that mean is a development country, it's a Jewish country. That means it's a grew up country in 12th century. Yeah, so the people they are so happy. So they love the king, and the king he has strong power. Yeah. They can do. Actually, you know, when the king he come, when the king he come to control, when the king he come to be the leadership, that mean one king, when they come to be the king, one king at least just build only one temple. Yeah, at least just build only one temple. Why like that? Because you know that mean one to so about the power, right? If we can build a mini temple, that means he is a strong king. He is a strong king. A strong power and strong king. Yeah. A good king. Yeah. Just only, but some king he can build two temples. Just some king he build more than two temples. That means he's a strong king also.
When they bring in the king,
yeah.
What happens here? Is this the area?
Yeah.
Maybe you can explain.
Yeah. Okay, so I would like to tell you about the vehicle of the king, you know, vehicle of the king, the western spot of the king.
The no taxi. Is, no taxi.
No taxi. No car.
No car.
No bus. That means the western spot.
But elephant.
Yeah, elephant. That means the king, he come from other side to come to respect, to pray in this temple. That mean from other side, but you know, have to get up in front of the gate and then walk on the foot to the central tower, to the main tower. But you know, that means just only middle way, just only king and queen. But the next door, you know, that mean the next gate, that mean the next way, that mean for the commander or soldier, but you know, for soldiers, for army. But the last one for the elephant, yeah, for elephant, yeah, for elephant. That mean they come, yeah, they come here because at the last way, that mean no step. Right, no step, yeah, no step. The middle and the next, so that mean have the step. So that mean the king he get up in front of and then walk on a foot to respect to pray at the main tower, right? Main tower. Have the five way, have the five way.
Yeah. So those are areas where the elephant can go down.
Yeah, the elephant can come
maybe,
inside. Yeah,
maybe
elephant.
Let's walk and you can.
Yeah.
Show us.
Yeah, yeah. The elephant can walk inside, but walk. And I mean the last pay, the last gate, yeah, mm-hmm. The last side. So, but actually, you know, before we see the temple, that means we can see the moat. You know,
mm-hmm.
We can see the moat. That means surrounding of the temple. Surrounding of the temple, you know, that means the region of the moat. We build the moat, that mean to protection the temple don't crack down, you know, mm-hmm. To protection the temple don't crack down. And other way, that mean we fit some crocodile inside of the moat surrounding of the temple, you know, mm-hmm. Surrounding of the temple to vibration of the to vibration of the security. Because we don't want to spend many security, right? Many security, so we have to feed the crocodile instead of the security.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Why we have to feed the crocodile? Because you know, like the others army from the other country come to fight with the Cambodian king, sometimes they want to destroy the temple, right? They want to destroy and then they have to pass the wall or they have to pass the moat. If they go, if they come this way, that means the, you know, security, protection, army protection. But if they come to pass the moat, that means meet the crocodile. And the crocodile bite, that mean, yeah, the crocodile bite the other armies, that mean they die. They die. So they mean the king have to feel the many crocodile surrounding up the moat also. So it is a reason of the moat, right? It's a reason of the moat. Actually, you know, that mean all the stone or all the rock, you can see the many hole. Yeah, many hole. Why like that? Because you know that means we make like that. Easy to put the, you know, the stick or put the wood inside, you know, and then carry. Push by elephant. Easy to carry, push by elephant. So we have to make the hole to put the wood inside. Easy to carry. Yeah. Push by elephant. Push, carry by elephant, right? Easy to carry.
So Cambodia is the land of elephants?
Not, but you know, in Angkor regime, has a lot of elephant in Angkor regime. So, but now not so many elephant, right? Around 10 elephant now. So we can see the elephant at the, yeah, we can see the elephant at Angkor Thom also. That mean we can keep them over there to make the service for the customer that want to ride, that need the service to ride the elephant to see around of the temple also now, right?
Can you explain the dances?
Yeah, the apsara dancer.
That
mean,
dancer.
You know, that mean being happiness. Being a happiness, so we can see at the buffet restaurant also now. That means it start around 6 p.m.
Can yeah, you, can you, is that, as those are the images of the dancers, are they?
Yeah, that means it's apsara dancer, that means is you know, when we build a carving, we have to prepare the wall, we have to prepare the gallery, and then they carve one by one, step by step. It's a very nice carving, right? More than 2,000 apsara in Angkor Wat temple, so you can see. Our lecture at the main tower or other part, yeah, inside of Angkor Wat.
But there are also Buddha images.
Buddha images, yeah.
Yeah.
What you say? Ah, yes. For the apsara dancer?
Yeah. No, for in areas. What happened to the images? Some are cut already.
Like
for example, yes.
You know that mean for the Buddhism.
Yes.
The Buddhism, the religious Buddhist never destroyed by the statues of the Buddha.
Mm.
Oh, sorry, never destroyed by the statues of the Hindu.
Hindu.
But the Hindu sometimes destroy the statues of the Buddha, right? But actually, you know, this temple was built by the Hindu first, so that means when the king he come, when the Buddhist king he come, he never destroyed by the statues of Hindu. But you know, some temple it was built by the Buddhist first. But after the Buddhist, so that means Hindu. But Hindu destroyed some statues of the Buddha.
But basically, this was also a place where Vishnu,
yeah,
the god, Vishnu god, was really, you know, revered. Vishnu?
Yeah, Vishnu
god. Of Hindu god?
Yeah, yeah, the Vishnu god of Hindu
what
god.
What time, when was that? What year was that?
So that means, you know, that means before 12th century. Before 12th century, so many years ago. But you know, that means the Hindu, that mean, you know, that mean we connect or we communicate with the India, you know, with the India, with the Andre. So you can see the some story that mean about, talk about the story in India, that mean 5,000 years ago, you know, 5,000 years ago about the Hindu, the Hindu, that mean like the Vishnu, that you can see over there, the Vishnu statue of Vishnu god, yeah, on the right, on the left also.
Yeah.
You know, the first I would like to tell you about the snack. That means it's a statues. That means we choose like that. That means we want to show about the strong power. You know, strong power, and then want to show or want to confirm about the, like you can see the long balustration, right from here to at the end up. Yeah, at the end. So that means we want to connect from this world to the paradise, like that. From this world. Yeah, from the people that live in this world to the paradise, like that. And we can see the snake, and can sometimes we can see the, you know, the lion in front of the step. But yeah, the lion. Right? You know that mean sometime the snake just only one head, sometime the nine head, sometimes seven head. So why like that? Because you know that mean want to show about the strong power. You know that mean the natural of the snake sometimes have two head, one snake have, yeah, that mean it's natural. Yeah, it's seven head. Yeah, seven head. Can you see over there? That mean want to show about the strong power. Yes.
ไอ้ใส่สลิงซอกวงฉันสลาหาดนิ่งอันเจอเงียดเดกาช่วยพี่สาน้องขยมปีใบจาน